When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it is, woohoo, a spectacularly gorgeous, sunny Sunday morning here in the great Pacific Northwest. And in keeping with tradition, summer actually began, well, a day early, because it sort of like got started on the 4th of July. We say summer starts the 5th of July here, but it actually started on the 4th because we actually had a sunny, dry 4th of July. Go figure on that one. And so it is absolutely gorgeous. No complaints here. And we have a full studio. Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And you are bright and cheery and
happy summer.
All sunshined up.
You got to feel good when the weather's great.
Yeah.
And the weather is great.
Yeah, it's absolutely perfect.
Should be our warmest day of the year. Today.
That's what you were saying. However, I have to say, you know, well, let's get the table set before
Absolutely.
I go off on tangents. Shall we do that? And across the table from me would be call screener number one in the studio here, and that would be Kathy is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha.
And then in her own private studio at this moment would be across, that's on the other side of the glass, that would be call screener Ajie is here. Good morning, Ajie.
Good morning, Martha.
And then, well, now, you know, I think this, is this their first, are they the first time from their brand new home in Mount Shasta?
Could be.
That would be Robin Alexis and Bob Bordenero from Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Good morning, Robin and Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right,
now we're sitting in our new kitchen.
I was going to say, in the other house, you sat at your kitchen table to do the show. Or is the same setup in the new place?
It is.
Except we have a magical forest here.
Ooh. Well, yeah, the whole actual physical location is different.
Yes, it is, and we're surrounded by all kinds of trees. Dogwood trees, cedar trees. It's just beautiful here.
Oh, all right. That sounds like, well, I don't have dogwood, but I certainly have cedar trees and hemlocks and maples and all of that at my home. But I actually do the show from the actual studio. So, but
we love doing the show from the studio, but
we're not there.
It would be kind of a long drive to get here. How long does it take you to drive from Mount Shasta to Seattle, Washington?
12 hours.
About 12 hours.
Yeah, I think that would be a little hard. We have a tree right outside of the studio, though, outside the window. Fairly tall tree because, we're on the fifth floor.
Wow, that is a tall tree.
It's a deciduous tree. Does anybody know what that tree is?
I do not. But I count on it because it tells me which way the wind's blowing. Because for some reason, they don't hang the flags on the flagpoles anymore. And that used to be my previous reference point.
Well, but we're above the flagpoles. How but do you can, see them?
Well, you can look out. No, I just...
You stand
when
up.
When I update the weather, I usually look out to see which way the wind is blowing.
Okay, now that tells you how technical
And I could also tell if it's raining.
Does he want to know what direction the wind is blowing for? But he gave us a bit of explanation.
Did you hear that? Before I update the weather, I look out the window to look at the tree. Well, that's probably as accurate as
you can pull stuff off a wire service or a source, but there's nothing like visual confirmation.
Well, all right then. That works.
Now, we're so excited that you guys in Seattle are having great weather because it's so nice when you do
it. Well, yep, summer officially started. It got rolling on the 4th of July and then really kicked in on the 5th of July. Now, Mike, you were saying that it's supposed to be the warmest day of the year so far today?
That's what I understand. We could be in the mid-80s in some of the outlying areas.
Oh.
A little cooler towards the water.
Well, I'm an outlying area, and it used to be that we got warmer out there, but I, for some reason, I'm stuck in this little bubble of my own. Even yesterday when I went into town, it was 79 in Monroe proper. But in my little world, it was like 76. It was like perfect.
But that's pleasant. So, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm suspecting that I'll be around the same range today. And that to me, mid-70s is like heaven. That's like perfect.
It is.
Perfect. Because you can still work outside and, you know, not croak and all of that.
It's good to not croak.
I totally agree with that.
Well, yeah, because I'm like working harder than I usually do. I mean, I have a lot to take care of with all those trees and all of that stuff and keeping up with the outdoor work. But I'm going on 3 years of being where I am now. I'm like two and a half. And you know, you have to keep up with stuff or it like deteriorates. And so I trust Spirit and lets me know. And I happened to be in the checkout line at Lowe's the other day. And the guy ahead of me had these, you know, those big flatbed carts, you know, and it was full of bags of beauty bark mulch type stuff. And as he was checking out, he was talking with the checker and he was saying, yeah, I got to get this stuff now. He says, because it's cheaper than buying it by the truckload. And I'm thinking, oh, well, so I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, because it's on sale right now, you know, 4 bags for $10, you know, and so it's cheaper than buying it by the truckload. Well, my back terrace and around my ferns needed to be rebarked, you know, and remulched. And now it's a large area. So I can't believe I did this. I mean, I'm really glad I did, but I'm kind of amazed at what I'm doing. Because I bought, and it's still, if anybody's listening, it's on sale through July 8th. That's today. So today's the last day of the sale if you guys want to get it. And I got the bags of the brown mulch, which are like 2 cubic feet. And they're like, I would estimate 40 to 50 pounds a bag, depending on how wet they are. And I bought 80 bags.
Ooh.
Now, because it's actually easier for me to handle in the bags than it would be to have, you know, a dump truck come and dump a whole pile in my driveway. Because then I would have to shovel it and wheelbarrow it. And this way I can wheelbarrow 2 bags at a time back to where it needs to go because there's no way to dump it where it would need to go. Anyway, here's the deal. I drive a Mini Cooper, remember?
I was just going to ask. How does that work? How did that work?
I'm getting to know the guys at Lowe's really well because I can only put 10 bags at a time in the Mini. So far I've brought home 40 bags. And it's kind of like every day I'm going in and every time I go through town, I'm getting more. So I'll stop and get 10 more on the way home. And then, of course, I have to unload them when I get home. Then I load them again into the wheelbarrow. And so I've started to spread. Anyway, I'm getting some good exercise. And boy, does it look good when, you know, the ground gets recovered.
And then you did some power washing too, didn't you?
Well, that was last week. Yeah. Well, and I when I sent current events to Rhonda at Indigo Dog, my web mistress, I didn't have a chance to answer her email this morning, but she went it this morning. She says, "Holy mackerel, 80 bags!" Woohoo! She says, "Nobody can accuse you of letting the moss grow under your feet." And I haven't emailed her back to say, and of course, if you're listening, Rhonda, Well, oh, yes, they can. I live under the trees, remember? And, like, moss grows like hotcakes. And that's why we had to power wash all the concrete, because there was moss growing like crazy. However, here's a tip for you. I discovered when I moved into this place, and you know how it's not good to let moss grow on the roofs. And like, because of the trees and where moss actually grows like crazy. But I really didn't want to use, you know, the moss killers and stuff, because it's like whatever's in there, it's like copper or whatever it is that's in there, is really, really toxic for animals, for the environment, for all of that. But I got a tip from someone, and it works great. You buy big boxes of Tide with bleach, the powder, and then twice a year you just sprinkle it on the roof lines, and then it comes down in the rain, and it keeps you have to start with a clean roof, but it keeps the moss from growing.
Yeah, that works real well.
What a great idea.
It works really. Now, it's very cool. Once you put it out there, the first time it rains, you get bubbles coming out of your drain pipes, the downspouts from your gutters. But that's fun. And anyway, it works really, really good. It's been working for me now for, you know, all this time that I've been there. Anyway, so I had this hot idea because it was really a job to power wash all that concrete. And so I thought, I wonder if Tide with bleach would work the same way on the concrete, the patios, that it does on the roof. So I decided to try a few patches to see what would happen. And I sprinkled just a little light out on a couple of areas of the patio. And then when it rained, I'll tell you what, it actually bleaches the concrete. It like just, and they were freshly cleaned. So I'm thinking now, when I tied the roof, I'm going to tide the concrete and the patios as well. And I'm like thinking that not only will they stay clean, that it'll keep the moss from growing on the patios as well. So I'll have to, time will tell.
It won't completely keep it, but it will retard its progress.
Yeah, it's certainly going to keep it from getting like it did before.
And it'll certainly clean up real nice.
Yeah.
A little scrub brush, boy, it works out just fine.
Yeah, well, I'd rather power wash than scrub brush, but...
Depends on the area you're working with.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's my tip of... Those are my tips.
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm getting muscles. All righty. So, okay. See, how did we get there? Okay. It is the second Sunday of the month. This is Animal World. Oh, it was Kathy's fault? How was it Kathy's fault?
I don't know. I just felt like blaming Kathy.
Yeah, there's nobody to blame because everybody's here. Yep. Oh, gosh. We might have to resurrect Gary and blame him again.
He knows it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's still in my prayers every day, him and his family. So
I had lunch with Gary last month or so,
And
he's doing fine, staying real busy.
All right.
He said he took the family up to the mountains, and they were listening to the show as they drove by.
Well, how fun.
And I said, you didn't call in? He goes, well, no.
Yeah, well.
But he's doing well. Gary's alive and well.
That's good to know. For everybody who don't know, Gary was our production engineer here for Animal World almost from the beginning. Within the first 6 months, he took over when Animal World began, and for, 7.5, 8 years, I think we celebrated our 8-year, I can't remember, but we had a big anniversary before he left, and then Mike took over. So you got a long way to go to be longer than Gary.
But you got to have goals.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, see, there we go again. That was your fault. Yeah, no? Is it no? Never mind. Anyway,
yeah,
doesn't
it was
matter.
His fault.
No, it was mine. I mentioned Gary, and then okay.
I'm just trying to keep up.
Yeah, so anyway, it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. Gifted mystic Mount Shasta, Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis is here. And before I forget, Robin and her husband Bob host Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, which airs live on this station every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. And then a rebroadcast happens on Sundays immediately following Animal World. And do we actually have a rebroadcast today, Mike?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So you
12 noon.
Stay tuned for a rebroadcast of Mystic Radio with Robin after Animal World. And did we hear correctly? It sounded like Bob got the dishes out of the way before the show started this morning.
He made a point to do that. Yes, he did.
See, because, you know, when you connect with us, we hear what's going on. So,
it's been pretty interesting what you guys have heard.
Yeah. So Mike was saying, yep, okay, Bob's getting the dishes out of the way. I can hear. So anyway, and Roomy Kitty made the move with you, and he's happy. Is he joining us for the show?
He has already gotten into mischief. He got into the kitchen sink and looked at us and meowed like, you're on Martha's show. Ooh. I can get in the sink and meow.
Well, my cats do that all the time. Is that a problem?
No, he's never done it before.
Oh, he's probably channeling some of my Abyssinians.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like a completely different thing for him to do that.
Uh-huh.
So, yep, he must be joining the party.
Well, I have water cats. I mean, they're all fascinated with water. And I guess it was the Ping that started it as Ping and Pong, which were the first of the new additions. And then, you know, they're monkey see, monkey do models. So all the ones since, which means Pong, you know, Ping sidekick, and then Buzzy, and now Red Dragon. They're all water cats because they copied Ping. So turn on any water in any of the sinks. They're right in the sink. And then if you leave anything in the sink, like I have to clean the drain in my bathroom sink, which is right off my bedroom. And so it's sometimes the water doesn't drain from it immediately after I brush my teeth and stuff and get ready for bed. Last night, the water stayed in there, and I decided just not to deal with it. I'd leave it because eventually it went. And I get into bed, and I'm reading, and I'm hearing this whoosh, dribble, 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 whoosh, dribble, and Ping's at the sink, fishing in the sink. That was really funny. Okay, Ajie has a request. Can you move this microphone here? Because otherwise, we got to move it down. Because there we go. Otherwise, we can't see each other. Okay. All right. So we got the cats in order. Robin and Bob are here. Anything going down in your neighborhood or anything? You got any specials going on or anything we need to talk about before we cruise on to other stuff?
No, we're not running any specials. We're just inviting people to listen to Mystic Radio and get to know us.
Okay. And they can start by staying tuned after Animal World because there will be an encore presentation.
Yes.
Of Mystic Radio. And live, you listen on Wednesdays at noon right here on 1150 KKNW. All right, so let's see. We are going to, well, we've got so much to do that.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we've just got a cram-packed show, as always. Let's see, we will do the sort of the usual format. We've got current events happening around 10:50, 10:55 today. Tip at 10 o'clock. We are going to run the tip. No matter what, usually I dump it on Robin and Martha Sundays because we've got so much to do. But because we are having summer and the weather's warm, and if you heard the news this morning with the heat waves going on in the rest of the country, a baby has died in a car. A little toddler is almost dead in the hospital. And when they broke out the windows of the SUV, the temperature inside the vehicle was 124 degrees.
Oh,
you just
wow.
Got to pay attention, not only your children, but your animal friends as well. So we're going to play Martha's Summer Tips, which tells you how to deal with heat prostration and if you should come across a situation where an animal's overheated, how to handle it. So we will play that tip at 10 o'clock no matter what. And then, of course, our wonderful, generous sponsors, Designing Health, makers of Missing Link, for our animal friends, provides what's missing in cooked and processed food, are continuing their giveaway. So that means you need to pay attention. I'm going to give you phone numbers, so write them down, because when I do the live Missing Link commercial at the end of the ad, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And then your job is to pick up the phone as fast as you can and call Kathy or Ajie, who is ever on the phone, tell them the Missing Link word of the day, and then you get a free month supply of Missing Link for your cat or your dog friend. And cats, there's only one formula, the ultimate cat formula, but for dogs, there's two formulas. So you get your choice of either the hip and joint formula, because it has extra stuff for joints, or the skin and coat formula. It has extra stuff for skin and coat. So you get to decide which one you want. And the only qualification is that on the station policy is that you can only win a contest on the station once a month. So if you've won a contest on any show on 1150 KKNW in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. Other than that, you're eligible. But I'm also saying now, because Martha's sometimes tougher than Mr. and Mrs. KKNW. Sometimes I'm more lenient, sometimes I'm tougher. And I just want everybody to remember that the idea of this giveaway is to promote our advertiser and sponsor, Designing Health, to get you familiar with Missing Link and to get you to use it and tell your friends and buy it. So once you've gotten some for each animal in your household, you know, cats or dogs, then let someone else win, please. Doesn't that make sense?
And, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you can't afford it, then I would be more lenient. Okay. All righty then. Oh, let's see. I have right off the bat, I don't want to forget, we've got, there's some recall stuff going on, and one of them I forgot to print out and bring in, but I do have chunks of plastic maybe in recalled dog food. And this relates to Pedigree, which, of course, is all over the grocery store shelves and some pet stores as well. And it's a voluntary recall by Mars, who makes Pedigree. And it's the three varieties of Pedigree wet weight management canned dog food products due to a potential choking risk. It's because pieces of plastic fell off a conveyor belt during the production process. So if you buy Pedigree canned dog food, the weight management, the product will have a lot code printed on the end of the can that begins with 209, 210, 211, or 212, and the best before dates falls between 224 14 and 3/23/14. So Pedigree canned dog food, weight management people, pay attention. They also, the one I forgot to print and bring in, I had just gotten, and relates to all of the recalls of Diamond made foods, and Diamonds have big plants and they make lots of different brands of food. And the reason it caught my eye is because they are getting majorly slapped by USDA and inspections since these recalls. And it just, the whole press release I was reading just sounded horrible in terms of the cleanliness and the upkeep and the quality of the machines and all of that. And what came through that most concerned me was that Diamond makes the Kirkland brand foods. Yeah, big eyes, because guess what? Where is that sold? Costco. Okay, we have lots of those stores around here. And the press release said these contaminated products went all over the country. So if you're a Kirkland pet food feeder, best you get on the internet and search Diamond pet food makers and the recalls and inspection.
Do you think Costco has done anything proactively?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not a big Costco shopper. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm a big Costco shopper, but I don't buy my animal food there. So, you know, I feed.
They're usually pretty good about that stuff, at least from what I read.
I really like Costco, but I've done. But like I said, I don't buy their foods. But anyway, that's what jumped out at me, and I don't have it printed out. I do have it on my computer. So if you go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click Contact Martha, you can shoot me an email. I will send you the press release email that I got about it. If you want to know that, and I can do that when I get home after the show. Okay, so that covers the bases on the recalls. Now, I'm going to tell you that. Well, Robin, I've kind of started a new process here. I'm doing less animals in the news, saving the pertinent stories for our Sundays together. Okay. And because there is so much good animal TV currently running new shows, and they're all about behavior and training, both cats and dogs. So I've been every week, we've been kind of reviewing those shows and talking about the problems with the dogs or the cats and all that sort of thing. But I just have to tell you, folks, that we have got so much other stuff that Robin and I need to address today that there just is no time to do the show reviews. But I just want to tell you some of the things that I've figured out, because now I've figured out when all these shows are running now, and they're all in new shows. And Dogs in the City, that's with the stand-up comic slash dog trainer Justin Silver. Jason, is it Jason? No, it's Jason Silver. No, I think it's Justin. I should have it written down. Do I have it written down? I think I knew his name. Justin. It is Justin. Justin Silver. Okay. His show runs on CBS Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And it also is repeated at least on demand, which is Comcast, so I can get that. And I really like him. I think he's doing I think the show is great. He is showing how problems can be resolved. You see the befores and the after. Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of instruction as to how he gets from before and after with these cases. But it's a good show. Then on Animal Planet, we've got two shows. We've got now new shows of It's Mir the Dog with behaviorist Victoria Stilwell. And I finally figured out when the new shows are airing. They're airing at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. So I missed it last night because I finally figured it out last night. But you can watch rebroadcasts on the Animal Planet website. So I'll have to catch up on her show. But the show I have seen of this season, I really, really like it. She's taking a lot more time to explain the behavior modification sequences and how she actually gets there. So you really can not only see that problems are resolvable, you can see how she does it. Okay. Now, also on Animal Planet is The Best Cat Show, and that would, of course, be My Cat from Hell, which is our rocker-tattooed Jason Galaxy.
Jackson
Galaxy. And his new shows are running, and I did happen to watch that new show last night, because that's at 8 p.m. on Saturdays, and it was an excellent show. And he also does more letting you know how he gets from point A to point B, and doing some interesting things. And like last week, he brought in a catification specialist to put up climbing posts and stuff. And then if you go to Animal Planet and click through on My Cat from Hell, you can get on his mailing list. Well, he's becoming a little marketing machine, let me tell you now, because once his book came out, now he's got a T-shirt out that part of it goes to benefit animals. But now he's starting to sell the stuff that they show on the show, like he's selling deburred toys, but you can get those at the regular store. And he's selling, but these neat climbing platform things that they used on the show are now for, he's selling them. But they're really reasonably priced. I either read something wrong or they're like $25 or $30 for these things, which is more than reasonable. So it's kind of a good deal. And so you might want to check that out. And then at the same time, at 8 o'clock Saturday nights, are the new Dog Whispers, Cedar Millan. And now Dog Whisperer is back on demand. So I was able to I watched Jackson and My Cat from Hell, and then I watched a rebroadcast of one of the Dog Whispers at 8 o'clock, and they seem to be running back-to-back Dog Whispers on Saturday night now. But then I was able to go to On Demand and watch the one, the 8 o'clock, the new one. So they got it on Demand, like, right away. I was, like, impressed. And so I got to watch that. And I have to tell you, of the dog shows, of Dogs in the City, of It's Mir the Dog, and then Dog Whisperer season. I mean, Caesar just blows it out of the water. He is absolutely incredible. He's really taking a lot more time with the cases. He's really breaking it down and show you how he's getting there. He's filming. He's going back and reviewing the films of the cases and then showing you the body language of the dogs and what it means. There is a lot to learn from him. And it's very interesting. I'm learning a lot about why he's doing what he's doing because he's explaining a lot, so I'll be able to explain more of it to you. But other than that, that's all we're going to do. So that's your update. Dogs in the City, Wednesday evenings on NBC. My Dog, It's Me or the Dog, 7 p.m. Saturdays on Animal Planet. At least this is in our area. My Cat from Hell, 8 p.m. Saturdays on Animal Planet. And The New Dog Whispers, 8 p.m. on Nat Geo Wild. And then we'll spend more time updating those on the first Sunday of the month, Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. Okie dokie. All right, now, Robin, we have follow-up to do because I started all the Pleckner stuff with my cats last week and didn't get very far with it. And I said, well, I'll continue this Sunday with Robin because she's involved with it too. But before we get to that, I also want to let you folks know that we are now on Martha and Robin Sundays. We are entertaining your email questions, not calls on the air, because this is not going to turn into Mystic Radio. This is not Mystic Radio. That's noon on Wednesdays with Robin. This is Animal World. And but if you have a behavior training or healing question about your animal friends, you can email us here, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if it has broad appeal, of course, I'm the judge and the jury on that one. If I feel it has broad appeal, we will answer it on the air. So you can start sending those to me or Robin ahead of time, or during the show you can send to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Or perhaps if you have an animals in the news story, somewhere around the world, something going on with animals that you'd like Robin and I to tune into to find out what the animals have to say and the lessons involved and all that sort of stuff, then you can do that too. Oh, and by the way, I will give you the phone numbers for the Missing Link giveaway whenever that happens. And for if you have questions or comments that you want to give to Ajie or Kathy, then they can relate them to us. So jot down these phone numbers. You may need them during the show. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can email us during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So, Robin, we are going to start with an email question. But first, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. But just a hint, hint, hint. Folks, this has to do with animals and reincarnation.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Mike, be getting the music ready. All right, so that's where we're going to start. Ah, okay. This is going to warn you. Now, for me, it's not woo-woo because it's just it's the truth. But there we go. That's where we're going to start. And we've got another email in already, and I'll review that. And we're going to start with emails. But first, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, so stay right where you are. This is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, say thank you. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7857. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Animal World. Say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here. Hope you do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. Gifted Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis is here with me. Mike, Kathy, and Aji are all also here in the studio. And I have to say, Robin, I'm feeling a little extra special today.
Yes.
And that's
why?
because Kathy brought me a little gift.
I actually have
a sort of crown.
And it's
a little headband with a bright blue my colors. And you brought it to me because
it was Martha's birthday.
Oh.
And we just wanted her to feel like she's the queen of our show here.
Yeah, it actually
and our family.
Yeah, so they realized last week that they missed my birthday, which was actually June 20th. So it's a belated birthday crown. So I get to feel a little spoiled and like a princess with my little crown.
Yeah. Oh no, you're the queen.
Oh, the queen. Okay.
The queen mother here.
The queen mother. Isn't she like really old? Speaking of old, choke.
Not all of them.
Yeah,
are.
That's making me feel something in my throat too.
Oh no, Robin, what does that mean?
We'll have to find out.
So anyway, I just wanted to let you know if I'm a little cocky today, it's because I'm a queen and I have a crown. But anyway, thank you, Kathy.
Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, maybe we should play the kitty cat birthday song.
You know, I was thinking of that this week, Robin.
Well, you see, but if you guys want to do that sort of stuff, you have to alert Mike ahead of time so that he can find these things. Because that's actually, it's in the system, but it's a Jingle Cats tune, and it is, it's difficult to find because the first part of the song is not, it doesn't start as Happy Birthday, I think. I'm sure, I know it's a little difficult, too.
Oh,
hey, Mike. You did it.
Aww. Just kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does. It's like my kitties are singing to me.
Yeah.
I think they are.
They are.
Yeah, we had a group birthday party because Ping's birthday is May 6th. Pong's birthday is June 6th. G-Man, Blue G-Man's birthday is like June 8th. And Sophie's birthday is July 1st, and mine's June 20th. So all of us had a birthday. We celebrated a big party together. Buzzy's going to get his own birthday the end of October, and Red Dragon G will get his own birthday in February. But everybody else, we all kind of congeal. It's a lot of birthday presents.
That's a lot of dates to have to remember.
It is. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm getting older in CRS, so...
I love
that. We just won one great
big birthday.
Not
that you have CRS, the song.
No, yeah, me too. Love those Jingle Cats.
Yeah.
Okay, so for anybody that don't know, it's the second Sunday of the month, Robin and Martha Sunday. Robin Alexis from Mr. Mystic Radio is here from her brand new wonderful home in Mount Shasta. And we are entertaining your email questions, especially if it... is of broad interest. And since this is a general and broad interest question, we're going to start with this before we go into our news stuff today, because we got a lot of stuff to discuss there. And now this is from a listener, also from a Soul Spa member, Robin. That's Robin's private membership on her website, robinalexis.com. And I had just to kind of set the stage, I had worked with her privately via email communication because her elderly golden retriever was deteriorating very rapidly health-wise, and I was helping her get comfortable with helping her dog make the transition. And her son was having great difficulty doing that, but we worked it out. And they did send her beloved Franny, was her name, Golden Retriever, on the way. And her picture reminded me so much of my Annie Golden, who passed last winter. So that's what got this conversation started. And then just an FYI, I'm going to tell you, this is just one of a number of cases that I've been having lately of animals leaving their physical bodies. And that seems to be a lot of that going on more all the time. And I'm getting lots of questions about helping people and their animals get through the process. So I decided it was time to write about it. And I am writing about it now in my regular column in the New Spirit Journal. Now, the current issue, the July issue that's on the stand, I'm writing about cat tips and paws mahals and cat runs and good things, trimming cat's nails and that sort of thing. You can bring that up online at newspiritjournal.com. But I just wrote the first article in this series that will be published in the August issue of New Spirit Journal. And it's kind of time to go and saying goodbye and all the stuff that you need to know related to all of this. So I will be addressing that, and you will be able to read more about what I have to say on the subject. So at any rate, once we got CJ through all of this, her question was this. And she says, do dogs always come back as dogs and cats as cats? How does that work? I am such a newbie that I never thought about that one before. She was thinking, of course, of her beloved Franny Golden Retriever and whether or not she would reincarnate and come back to her, and how this whole reincarnation works for animals and such. And that's why her question. So the first thing I've got to say is that, you know, I did have Mike pull out the woo-woo music, but I have to say that for me, this isn't woo-woo. this is just like, this is real stuff. I absolutely believe that we all reincarnate, human or animal, and the soul progression on this planet is a progression. And Robin, I believe that you're right there with me. This is just like normal truth to you, right?
Absolutely. It wasn't until about 1986 that I began to hear my own process of previous incarnations, and I was very resistant to it. And then by the time my cat Rumi reincarnated in 2005, there was just no, you just could not argue with it anymore. There was no part of me that was a skeptic anymore. It was like, boom, this is reality.
Yeah, and I too have had the same experiences with, once I learned to communicate telepathically and empathetically with animals, then not only was I able to communicate with the ones that are here in physical body with me now, but I was able to communicate with them after they left their physical bodies. And then, of course, if you all been listening to Martha's stories of her Abbey cats now, then they talk to me and when they want to come back. And for heaven's sakes, G-Man in his blue suit hasn't even left yet, and he had us go out and get him a new body. And so we've been having all kinds of strange experiences with reincarnation. But as far as I'm concerned, and just so you know that where Robin and I are coming from, you, of course, are free to believe what you believe. And if you don't believe in this stuff, you can consider it entertainment or whatever, or, you know, not listen. But for us, this is truth. For me, there is no question. And so I have to first say to this question is that my understanding is, and Robin will let us know if this is her understanding or what, but my understanding is that we all have souls, that our physical bodies are just that, physical bodies, but we are spirit first, souls first, physical bodies second. My understanding is that what's going on here on planet Earth in the three-dimensional, third-dimensional reality, we think that's what's really real. But what I learned from the Masters and Spirit is that this is not what's real. This is the movie. This is the fake stuff. What's real is that we are spirits. We are aspects, all aspects of God, all children of God, and that's the soul vibration, that who we are. And that we go through lots of reincarnations in order to find our way back to the Creator, God, Goddess, Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, whatever you want to call it. And so it is a progression. And here on planet Earth, my understanding is it is exactly that, a progression. And when a soul vibration comes into the Earth plane, you come in normally. And remember, there are no absolutes, so there are exceptions to this. But normally you come into the mineral kingdom and work your way through the mineral kingdom. You go then through the plant kingdom. And then you go into the animal kingdom, and I believe that you start in the lower vibrations of the animal kingdom, and that would be the insects and so forth. And think of how many lives you could burn as a mosquito. because my teachers tell me that we live millions of lifetimes to even get where we're going. At any rate, then you go into the higher vibration animals. My understanding is that you go through then the wild animals. And then the last step before moving into the human plane of existence is going through domesticated animals. And then after the domesticated animals, into human. And then the wonderful thing about having Robin here with us is that as I describe what my understanding is, Robin can look at the energy behind it. Or underneath it, or whatever, and get a yay or a nay or a that sort of thing. My personal belief is that cats are one of the highest vibrations in the animal, in the domestic animal department, and that often after going through a bunch of cat lives, then the next life is on to human. And Kathy's raising her hand, and now she's put it over her mouth. So what is going on, Kathy?
I'm going back and forth whether I should ask this or not, but what do you mean by higher vibrations. What does that mean? And third dimension. I mean, I'm a newbie at this. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, maybe, Robin, you can... What? Third dimension is the physical world, the fact that we're physical bodies. And because we're all actually light energy slowed down enough to make physical form, and that's the Einstein E equals MC squared sort of stuff.
So everything is energy.
Everything is energy.
In the third dimension, the matter of that energy is so consolidated that we experience it in our first five senses. You know, the taste, smell, see, those five. Then as you expand your consciousness, you become aware of the sixth sense, which allows you to begin to experience the other dimensions. And then there's the seventh sense, which is awareness. That's perception without judgment, where you're able to hear the types of things that Martha shares with us and stretches us to look at it without judgment and see where do we experience these things that she's sharing with us.
And like what we believe, our understanding of truth is that, you know, we are third dimensional beings here in the physical body, but then we have an astral etheric body, which is like a duplicate of our body. And that's what often people refer to as the aura. You know how some people say they see auras, color around you? Well, that's actually in the fourth dimension, right, Robin?
I don't know that part.
Yeah. Okay, well, the astral etheric body, that's our astral body, is a different plane of existence. And I would, and it's not necessarily higher or lower, but we use those terms just to make it understandable. But there are different dimensions. Like when your soul leaves your physical body, it still exists, but not in a third dimensional physical state. The first place you go is the astral plane, and then there are higher levels of existence above that. Now, that gets us into a lot of technical stuff, but what I meant by a higher vibration in the animal world, I don't necessarily mean that in terms of dimensionally. I mean it more in terms of intelligence-wise, that the masters refer to animals as higher vibrations. Like, for example, when Yogananda advises people to be vegetarians and not eat animals, it's not because he says it's wrong. He says it's because, and if you have to eat animals, he says eat the lower vibrations, like the fish, like the chickens, you know, the poultry, rather than the higher vibrations like, you know, pigs and horses and cows. He's meaning it more in terms of intelligence, because what his explanation is, of course, is that the factory farmed animals like pigs and cows, they are so emotionally and mentally traumatized that affects their bodies and the quality of their meat, and it makes them bad for us to eat. So the lower, when he says the lower vibrations like the fish or the poultry, they aren't as intelligent in those physical bodies in their brains, so they're not as totally traumatized. Now, they still are, but not as much as. And, of course, the way that, and I've talked about this before in terms of animals being raised for food, that they need to be raised in love, they need to have quality life, they need to be killed with love and all of that sort of thing. And the Native Americans did a much better job of that than we do traditionally. Now, does that answer your question and help you understand a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, then some of the validation that I get for, you know, the multiple lifetimes and so forth. I mean, I was really surprised when I read Mary Gettin's book a number of years ago when she came out, her book about communicating with whales, an orca's perspective. And she's a local animal communicator here who has worked very closely with our orca whale pods. She had a particular relationship with Granny, the kind of matriarch of one of the pods of whales. And Granny actually told her that when she was explaining that sometimes whales choose to give a particular lifetime to humans and serve humans, and sometimes they choose not to. But she, in order to make her point, she said, I've had 300 lifetimes as a whale. And I was kind of surprised. I'm like, really? Well, I guess if it takes millions of lifetimes here on this planet to get done with it and move on, well, what's 300 lifetimes as a whale? But anyway, back to what I was talking about. I believe it is a progression. Mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, insects building up to larger animals, and then from wild into domestic, and then eventually on to human. Now, one of my best confirmations of that was my own experience with a porcupine that showed up on my farm. Do you remember the porcupine? Aji's smiling. That was Mohawk. He was injured, and when I captured him and took him to the vet to be rehabbed, they couldn't fix his body, and he had to be euthanized. And then he came back to me in a meditation and to my friend and said, can I come? I'm ready to do a domestic lifetime. Can I come do it with you? And so I said yes, and he showed up as a stray kitten and then explained the concept of walk-ins, that he found a dumped kitten that was wanted out, and he switched in, and he came. And I named the cat Mohaka, and she lived like 12 years with me. She passed on, and then she wanted to come back. Now, so in relationship to CJ's question, do dogs always come back as dogs and cats as cats? How does that work? I would say no, not always. Sometimes, they live multiple lives as that animal. Sometimes they come back as a different animal. And sometimes, like, with Granny the whale, it'll have 300 lifetimes as a whale. Maybe next time around she'll be a cat. Maybe she won't. I don't know. What do you think, Robin? Or what do you feel or know or whatever?
Well, I'm actually getting contacted by a deceased dog that was buried here on my property, so I got a little distracted here. When we first moved here, the first ghost I felt on this property was this very large, like 150-pound dog. And so I talked to the previous owner, and he said, yes, I buried my 150-pound Rottweiler on the property. And I haven't seen that dog since December when we bought the house. And now that you're talking about it, the dog is standing right next to me in my kitchen.
Oh, and, wow.
And so it distracted me a little bit. sorry about that. Also, I was getting distracted by a memory of, I do a lot of metaphysical mothering work, which means that I do use my medium skills to communicate with babies who were either terminated or miscarried or, died young as infants, helping moms and dads recover from that grief. And one of the things I've experienced that I don't think I've ever told you, Martha, is that one man, his cat was misbehaving, and when I spoke to it, it said that it had been aborted, that it had meant to have been this man's son, and the soul really, really wanted to be with this man, so it came into a cat form because it knew the man would allow a cat into its life, even though it wouldn't let a child.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
See, because my understanding is that normally, if you want to have a normal, the progression is forward and upward, from mineral to plant to animal, wild, domestic, human. But it is a free will choice zone. So by will, strong will, you can go backwards. And one of the examples of that might be Native American shaman, people that can, shapeshift into animals and so forth, or come back as such. And that's a case then of a human vibration coming back as a cat. But usually the progression is forward,
okay,
I would say, in my understanding. Now, another example of that, though, do they always come back as dogs, or dogs as dogs, cats as cats? Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no, depending on, especially if they're coming back to be with a human again. In my case, my dogs, when they've come back, has come back have dogs. My cats have come back as cats. But that was a little different in that when the cat I told you about that was the porcupine that then came as the domestic kitten, Mohaka, well, I was still living in Seattle when she passed on. And before she passed, at the end of her lifetime, she said that she would like to do another lifetime with me. And so we discussed her options. And at that point, I was getting ready to move. I hadn't yet purchased a place, but I thought I was going to a large piece of property out, you know, in the Monroe area, but it was 20 acres and a creek came through it and there were beavers on the property. And I told her, I said, well, you know, I'm going to be moving out there and you could come back as a cat in that environment. But there's also beavers. And she said, oh, I want to be a beaver. Because, you know, she'd been a porcupine before, and so I want to be a beaver, and I could be your liaison to the beaver world and all of that. So we said, cool, and anyway, she passed on, and I assumed went on to being a beaver. Well, as things work out, I didn't buy that property. I got another property. There aren't no beaver where I live now. And that's when, and I did tell the story on the air that I got up, and this is after I'd moved into the new place, the cat run was built and all of that, and I walked out to the end of my driveway and there was a dead porcupine in the road right in front of my house. And immediately when I thought about what's this all about, immediately I got in my mind, Mohaka. She says, I'm back, I'm out of body again. Can I come back as a cat now? Because the cat run's built. And I got immediately from her, well, that she had not been a porcupine. This was not her. She had, in fact, been a beaver, but she exited that body. And then the only way for me to consciously realize it was her and tune into that energy was for her to bring the message through a porcupine body. And then, of course, then we went on and she did come back and she's now Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks and she's 3 years old now. And she came through Kim Miller because, remember, you know, she told me, talk to Kim. And then Kim found the kitten and rescued the kitten. Oh, and never mind. Anyway, so back she is. All right. So we are out of time. We've already talked ourselves through the first hour of today's show. We are going to close out this hour right now. And as I said, we are going to do my summer tip, hot weather tip. Please listen because weather's getting warm here. It's excruciatingly hot every place else. And if you should have an animal that overheats, you want to know what to do about it. And I tell you a lot of details about that in this tip. Then we will return more with Robin Alexis and me. And we'll explore anything else we need to do with this reincarnation stuff. And then we'll get into more animals in the news and eventually to follow up and Pluckner stuff and my kitties. And oh, we've got lots to do. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.